with that, and that's understandable. It's okay. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. But the point now becomes, we're talking about your good health. You should know the consistency of your sperm. God damn, you should know that. So you need to find out. And if you can't figure it out, you should get a lover that could tell you about it. Okay? Then you can find out if it's sweet, or if it's bitter, or if it tastes acrid, or if it's just regular balanced salty, how thick it is, how thin it is it too yellow? Is it like stupid, ecru white? You should find that out. That's how you gauge what you got going on.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll keep an eye on that.
Next week we're going to teach you how to take a shit. You'll be grateful.
I will be. I'm always grateful to you.
Nice.
Okay.
We like that.
Very good, Darius. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you,
Brian.
Then
you can go down to 317. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and thin-combed, and naked.
Thin-combed.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Okay, thank you. We'll now mute Darius, and we'll bring in Brendan.
Bob, tell him he's got to drink more fluids. Not bourbon, but fluids. We can drink bourbon, that's all right. But he's got to get more fluids. He's dehydrated.
Okay, Darius, you just said you got to drink more fluids. Brendan,
everything
going
except
on?
Scotch. Everything is anything except scotch. You can drink scotch, but you got to drink more of other stuff, too.
Right. Well, we've got the Lakota representative here, Lakota tribe.
Okay.
Brendan, but
why is
he's not speaking.
Is Brendan, he's not talking to us. He is whittling. He's whittling on WeWalk Jittygog's poster.
If you talk about the rock there, I think. WeJot.
Yeah. I'm in the mines, Pop.
Yeah, he's working.
Pop. He's out of that Pop. He's out of that Pop. That's a palindrome. It's forward and backward. It's Pop. It's Pop. It's like Bob.
Yep.
Yeah, he's making a sculpture of me for Mount, what is it? Mount Vernon, Mount.
Jiggly. Mount Jigglypuff. Mount Jigglypuff, yeah.
Yeah, the Mount.
Mount Rushmore.
All the greats are. Oh, yeah, Mount Rushmore,
Pushmore.
Which is near you.
Mount
it's near
Pushmore.
You, isn't it?
Mount
like an hour and a half.
Boy.
Hour and a half. Making a sculpture of me to go up there. And it's going to have as a label underneath, Eros equals Soar. Because nobody's heard that joke. No one's ever heard that, so we need to popularize it. Eros equals Soar.
Well, tie it quick, because the person that he's carving that for, you have other bastions that once you get there, not... then you get to control them, so they'll tell you what's going on. From the god of the forest, the god of the forest.
Bigfoot.
Respond articulately, okay. Brendan. Don't
Bigfoot.
Muffle.
Brendan. It's not Brendan, it's Brennan.
No, it's Brendan.
No, not Brendan.
Come on, Brendan, talk. What's your points, your questions?
I don't know. Biden's really taking care of the Indians, though.
How?
Oh.
Letting us keep our sovereignty.
What does that mean? Trump didn't take it away from you, so how is he giving it back to you?
Well, wasn't that the agenda?
Well, we don't know.
Pipeline's not going through no more.
Which one?
XL.
We'll see.
Is that it, Brendan? You got nothing to say?
No, I'm working here. I'll talk later.
Okay, Brendan. All right. No,
take care, guys.
Yet.
I'm in the mines.
All right. So, Gabe Beverly, go ahead. Beverly.
Hi.
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Let's see. Hi, Ion.
Where is Ion?
Hey, Donna. Hey, Donna.
Hey. You get frustrated and mad because people aren't sending like they should be. But
no, we don't get mad. We don't get mad. Mad is like when you have lost your mind. We get frustrated when the humans have had access to everything and they fuck it off or piss it away. Yeah.
What confuses me is you have said in the past that we really have to be on the bed of life and living water to ascend. That what we can do now is, at this point, is pretty limited without the bread of life and living water.
Almost nobody's dying from it anymore, so it's doing much better.
That's good. Glad to hear that. How can you be frustrated with us when it's virtually impossible to ascend?
It's not impossible. It's easy. It's simple.
Please. You said we
The frustrating part is that it's right there made available for you, and you don't take advantage of it.
I'm sorry, I missed that word. The what is available to us?
Yeah, see? See, it's like coming to your front door, and they got the outside lights on. You can use the outside lights in your cover, your home, you're safe. You can take that key that they'll leave you, and they can hook it on the door, hook the light on the door, and you have illumination.
Mm-hmm.
When they use a light to turn the aggravation, they eat just a bonus. And then they come, ring the doorbell, and you go get the doorbell, and they pretend like they sleep in the floor. You bring them in and say, oh, they're just asleep. Why are you waiting on the doorbell to ring again? You know, normal thing.
But we, how do we ascend without the bread of life and living water? I understand it's good to know all this stuff and try to practice it, but we really can't ascend until the bread and water are available to us, or until we consume it.
Maybe not. We don't know. I mean, because America's been in just hard debt, hard poverty since the 1970s, and they were no threat to anybody in those days.
Okay. I get the feeling you're going to be, we're going to be without you pretty soon for a little while. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Will I be having any more physical contrast in the future, kind of on the scale of what I had a couple years ago? While you're gone? I don't want to be without you when things like that happen, because I would just mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
Will I have physical contrast in the future?
There you go.
Did you just go bah like a sheep?
Dude.
He's calling you a sheep, Beverly. You're not ascending, relying on us too much. Didn't even occur to you.
I didn't think I was.
Well, you didn't even understand that. You're on your own, man.
I know, but...
Sir, listen to Zappa. Do something you'd never think of doing.
I've tried that, and I just can't get into it. I'm sorry.
Well, there's 1,000 songs. You didn't try them all. They're all very different.
Yeah, but they're all very...
Yeah,
I guess that's
the 50s. Go to Reuben and the Jets. Get the album Reuben and the Jets that he made. That's your style of music. You'll like it. Rock and roll. It's R&B, doo-wop. You'll like it.
I'll check it out.
Just look up Reuben and the Jets on YouTube. They probably have the album sitting right there for you.
Okay. Yep. Buy that
maybe.
Yeah. He pretended to be a 50s band, called themselves Reuben and the Jets, 1968.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I just thought they were a band, but I didn't know it was Zappa.
That's right. You don't look into things close enough. You're living on the surface, Beverly. Got to get some depth in there.
Well, I look into things that I'm interested in.
Oh, no, that doesn't work. That's just going along your comfort zone. You got to go where things are not comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how you ascend.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Carolyn got to where she was. Is. She went where nobody else would go.
She was really interested.
She wasn't interested. She didn't know anything about it. She just said, well, let's go over here and see what they're doing. She met everybody. Mm-hmm. Rejected them all eventually. Rejected every one of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she did. She began to know way more than that, thanks to me.
Hmm. Okay.
You got to do that. Everybody has to either follow Bob's way or Carolyn's way. It's the only way you ascend.
All right.
You got to go to a Louis Farrakhan meeting. You're in that area. Just go see Louis Farrakhan. Hang out with them for a minute. We did that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe the cults and crazy places we went. And we were always appreciated. They were all, like, honored. Mm-hmm. They all waiting for us. Honored we showed up. That's being ascended. You got to do that. Get out of the house.
Hmm. Well, okay.
Oh, really? You got to get active.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that for the last couple of years. But...
Yeah, it didn't do much. Didn't get anywhere. It's not doing it right.
Well,
so start with Room in the Jets.
Okay.
Then you can find some society that does doo-wop nostalgia nights. And then you can go to that and then meet some people. You can tell them you listen to Room of Jess, like, oh, wow, I've always wanted that album. Where'd you get it? And you say, you stupid, it's right online. It's right available to anybody. So you point out their hypocrisy. And then they'll want to ascend because they realize how inadequate they were.
Mm-hmm.
You spread your virus. That's what you do.
Spread the virus, yeah.
Okay. Not really. A concept.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, that's your session with me. Do you have anything to add, Ion? Ion hates me. I start talking, he just fades out, goes to sleep.
Let me ask this one last little thing.
Okay.
Did Trump completely eradicate all the child abductions for the
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. Has that been completely eradicated, or is there still some of that left that he has to get rid of? Ion? Oh, you blew it, Bob.
Looks like Ion fainted. You didn't keep the energy level high enough for him. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now look what you've done to us. Now they have to listen to me for the next 5 hours.
Look at what I did. I didn't do that.
How do you know? You put Ian to sleep.
Muted.
Let's see. Maybe Ayn got muted. There's something at the bottom here. Is that you, Ayn? Did you get knocked out? Yeah, it's not talking. Okay, Beverly. That's it.
Okay. Don't talk.
Yeah, do what I said.
I'll take heed. Yep, got it.
Yeah, okay, great. All right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay, who's next? What would wake... maybe Jack. Jack, you ready to wake up, Ayn?
Are you around?
I don't know, but make your phone better.
Bring me back in. I'm going to get on my microphone.
So I can sound better.
That's a little better.
Back in like 10 minutes. I'm going to hook my phone up.
No, that's very bad. Okay, Ayn, you gone? You people ought to be ashamed of yourself. You drove Ayn asleep already.
Yo, is this better?
Yes, but there's no Ayn.
Oh, yeah, he's not here.
Well, ask a question, see if he answers.
Ayn, what's your favorite position to have sex in? Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Way to go, guys.
Next question.
Well, the way we test it, we bring Bert in. If Bert can't get him back, okay, then he's gone. Okay, Jack, so let's see if Bert can do it. Can you bring back Ayn from the, quote, dead, unquote, Bert?
Yeah. Hey, Bob.
You got a question,
hey,
Ayn?
Yeah, I have a few. Hey, Ayn, I have a few questions for you. You ready to go? Let's go. Get to Bert.
Bert, I like Bert's light style. Come on, let's go, Ayn. Come on, time to get up. Well,
it'll work.
Okay,
work, Ayn.
So,
come on.
All right, so I'll lay out something good. I'll play you my hour and 40 minutes private session, which is new knowledge, new everything. So pay attention to it, Jack. Then maybe by then Ayn will be resuscitated and will answer your questions with new knowledge in your heads. There's nothing else we could do. We're not going to just do me. I'm not going to play music. So let me just check this. Unknown person who just unmuted, who's that? You've been here for 4 minutes. Anything you want to say? Who realized the second coming would be so dull, Bert? You know, the people are so stupid. You're useless, you people. You can't even keep the energy up for people. And Linda, let's go to it. Linda, let me tell Linda something. Are you there, Linda?
Yes, I am.
I just spank you. Now listen to this first. She had the gall over there in Discord. Roy's running his little micro dehydrated state over there with his little groupies and whatever the fuck they do. And of course, he got no money. He can't afford the Revelation series. So he found out Linda had some contact with the Revelation series. He says, well, bring it on in, Linda. We'll listen to it. I don't know if Roy knows it, but that's a no-no. You do not listen to Revelations without having paid for it. Right, Bert?
Yeah, that's it. That's the curse. That's the curse.
That's not what happened, Bob. That's not what happened.
Sorry. Tell me what happened.
No, we were just having a casual discussion about it would be great to have a small group that was interested in going through Revelations again, those of us who have already have the series. And it was just a discussion. Nothing been decided. But I have been wanting to do that anyway, so I wanted to get the Revelation series again because somehow it's not on my computer, so that's why I sent you that email to get the series so I can go through it myself, and then if the group is interested, I'd have my notes.
No.
There's people who won't have notes.
That's cheating. That's talking about it. Actually, you can't discuss it. So what you do, you listen to it, and then you go listen to Revelation Rewrite. That's for all the discussion. Many hours of discussion. Enough for you. Not your crazy hallucinations. Nothing you can say about it's going to be accurate.
So people who have the series can't get together and discuss it?
It's highly unrecommended. Highly recommended that you don't get together because you don't know anything and just make up shit. You have to listen to the Revelation rewrite. You know that? You probably heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it once. I don't even have those recordings, I guess.
Well, they're online.
Not all of
them. They're online, and Bob.
Linda.
I was very generous. Put them all out there. People paid money for those sessions. But we put them out there for free. That's what you listen to, because a lot of the questions are discussed by Ion, plus new revelations that is not in the original Revelation series.
Okay. Well, don't get anybody else in trouble. I was just doing this inquiry on my own. So I'm glad you cleared it up that we can't get together and discuss it. So.
No, it's not recommended because, you know, everybody, I've never heard Ionos discuss stuff intelligently or productively without Ion there. You need to be corrected all the time. You guys speculate too much.
Okay.
Ion doesn't approve of the Discord bullshit because you're doing it without Ion.
Duly noted.
Yeah, just bring your daughter in. We want to deal with her. New flesh. New fresh meat. Bring your daughter in. If you got her there, Linda, can you get her? Maybe that'll bring Ion back. You can do a Jermaine on her.
Yeah. I was going to send her a quick message if I was able to talk to Ion to let her know I was on the call.
If you were able to talk to Ion, well, you can talk to Ion if we get him back. So what are you going to do? If Ion's back talking, then you're going to quickly email your daughter.
Right.
Does she know you might be doing that? Is she on call? Is she primed?
She's not primed, no.
Well, you got to... That's lazy, Linda. You got to prime her. She has to make an effort to be ready. Oh, no, you got to date her black boyfriend, for fuck's sake. You know, you got to do shit with him.
No, he's not even in town. So
perfect time to do it.
Boyfriend now. Same guy?
He's in China. Same guy. He's in China.
The basketball player?
Via Skia, yeah, basketball player.
He's in China. But that's a stupid mistake.
But they're not technically boyfriend and girlfriend. They just went out on
No, not date. Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just a quickie. It was just a quickie.
Yeah. So I was just going to, I haven't got her primed yet. She's not ready to talk to Ion. I was just going to have her on the call while I was asking the questions so she could just, you know, get a sense of being on the call.
Yes, I wonder what Ion would do about your body. You got perky tits, Linda? You know, all that stuff.
Do I?
Main head.
Do I have perky tits?
Listen to that, Bert. She just laughs at the sense of absurdity of life. Senior.
Oh,
sister.
My God. Oh, my God.
Come on, Linda. If you're sending, you got to have perky tits.
Oh, God. Well, I like them. So that's good enough for me.
Oh, okay. You like them. That's good.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting point, that if you're sending, your body's getting younger, and Jermaine set a role model for all that.
Well, she hasn't had three kids that she breastfed for 2 years each. So, you know, they're not perky like, you know, someone in their 30s. But, you know, I like them.
Yeah, but you got to get him back. You got to get that 35-year-old body back. That's what it says.
Well,
Look at me.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. Then you tell your daughter to start taking the product so she doesn't decline as much as her mother did and have so much work to recover. We know. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready, Linda. I'm going to play a dynamite session.
Awesome.
All kinds of different topics and very interesting stuff. I mean, it's a three-hour session, and I'm putting out an hour and 40 minutes of it. That's a lot of a three-hour session. So a lot of the stuff we did could be played.
Wow.
I think so. Maybe one item could get us in trouble, but we'll take a chance. Okay, Ian ain't back. He's not playing. Let's hope that he comes back. So, okay, thank you, everybody. I'll mute everybody, and we'll get to work. Okay, Jack, we'll have to do it later. Jack's not even there. Thank you, Bert. Ion, everybody. Okay. So I've got to fix the, reconnect the thing. Skip says, hey, Linda, I hear you. 3B. That's a size, eh, Carolyn? 3B?
Three births, I think.
Oh, three births. Oh, I thought you said giving her a bra size. Walk back into perky breasts. Says GT. Roy claiming he bought Revelations. People. What they claim, I don't know. Let's see. Here it is. Here comes the reconnect. Host web panel. Everything's cleared up. Put it on to list number 4. Join the chat. These are stages that I do. Let's see if anybody's insulting me. Jack says, let's go. Let's hear the session, says Jack. Okay. This would be Thursday, Carol?
Yeah.
That would be February 4th. Okay. February 4th. Here it goes.
Yeah, Dimitri. Look at Carol. She's not even paying attention. She's doing her emails.
Bless her heart.
Doing her nails. She's doing her nails. Trying to get herself
fixed up. It's crazy. Like Connie Dobbs. That's how they show Connie Dobbs. Doing your nails while Bob says this and that.
While Bob's got the short handle shovel digging out the ditches.
Right. So when they show women, that cliche, almost Hollywood image, or advertise the image of women tearing their nails while their man's doing something. What are women thinking about if they actually do that while they're doing their nails? What are they thinking about?
Women, see, men think esoterically. Women think internally. See, women think, how is this going to affect right here, right now? Men think, I've got to conquer the world, the next world. I've got to conquer tomorrow or the next.
Can I ask some questions, Bob, if you're
just a minute, Carol. It's important.
It's
important.
It's not.
She's so unconcerned about male, female.
Doing nails is when you're thinking internally about shit. It's not about the nails. Now, can we move on?
No. That's not right. So carry on, Ion. So yes, women are thinking
she
internally.
She does what know about death by modern medicine, just saying, Bob. She knows about
I'll give that. Yeah, she got that from me. And cosmic awareness, Dave Worster. But what are they thinking about? What's it mean that they think internally? They're thinking about how they feel right then? That's what they're thinking about?
Yeah. Well, if something's going to happen, how is this going to affect my right now? Not long term. Not big goals.
Right. How's it going to affect?
Now, that's not every single time without better detection, but typically, you see.
Right. They say, how's this going to affect my new dress?
No. How is this choice going to affect my family? Is this choice going to make me lose my house? Or is it going to get me a house? Or is it going to make me happier, get me happier, make me secure, you see?
Right. So they're always doubtful that their security they presently have will continue. They're always
Not necessarily, but they're always nesters, always.
And making sure they've got a nest.
Correct, and keep him protecting the nest. And they will whoop a nigga now. Therefore, you start getting into the Kool-Aid, they'll tear your ass up.
Okay. All right, Joan. So,
yep. You have a coal-powered electric company.
You understand that?
Coal-powered. Coal. C-O-L.
Oh, coal-powered.
Coal.
Yeah.
So they, C-O-A-L. So they take coal and they put it in this furnace and they burn it and they make electricity.
Okay. Right.
Okay. That's the process where they convert carbon into electricity. That electricity was held and bound and then disseminated through electric lines. They're not necessarily aluminum. Those are dangerous, but copper, but that's incendiary, so it's a problem either way. Okay? So now what you rub it into, they create something they don't know what is. Okay? Now you have a high, get the word, hydroelectric dam, where water falling through the thing turns a turbine on a copper coil that causes a problem that makes something called electricity. You see that?
Yeah, that's the next step beyond coal burning.
Well, that's another version of it. Hydroelectric is not just regular burning of carbon. Okay, so yeah. Those are processes and how they make electricity. It has to be converted either in DC, which is a direct current, or in AC, which is an alternating current. Okay? So if you have that, then that's what makes what you call electricity.
Yes.
So when you plug up your thing to charge it, that's where the power comes from. Well, that's going to change. And when that changes, then the grid's going to fall, and it's going to be different because it won't work, meaning it won't be sustainable.
The electricity produced by coal and hydro will not be traveling through the grid.
It will stop. It won't be created through the grid because without an electromagnetic field, you can never have the contrast in the copper on both states to generate electricity.
What's in the state?
The state, that's the state of electricity.
Oh, it's not in a state, E-S-T-A-T-E, a property.
No, it's a state of electromagnetic conductivity.
What, that's how it's going to be created? You're giving another method?
No, non-created. It won't work. So every way they create electricity now, very soon, it won't work.
Yeah. And why is that? What stops it?
The electromagnetic grid fails.
It just breaks.
No, without an electro... No, listen now. Karen's got this. Without an electromagnetic field, then without gravity, then electricity won't hold its charge.
All right, so something happens in the environment that affects the grid, not the grid breaking rusty metal or something.
Yeah, parenthetically speaking, yes.
What causes
this
the electrical...
Huge. This is huge. This is huge. But don't... You're not going to get much more than that, Bob. That's a lot. You're not going to get a lot more than that. Later, you're going to explain what's going to happen. And or how it happens.
Is the EMT part of that? The flipping of the poles part of this thing you're just describing?
Right.
It causes the EMP, which is another grid, right? The EMP structure that's going to go out is a grid.
No, the grid has nothing to do with electricity having electromagnetivity.
The EMP?
The grid goes, that's the juice that goes through the grid.
The electricity is the juice that goes through the grid. But people say, uh-oh, what's an EMP? Do they visualize the grid collapsing in their primitive way?
When you find out what an EMP is, it's an electromagnetic pulse. And that pulse distracts or breaks the AC or DC chain of electricity. That's why what you call fries all your chips.
Hmm. And that pulse is created by the pole slipping?
No. We don't want to say it like that. We're going to say it is the breach or the breakage from the electromagnetic field. Let's say it that way. On purpose, because the poles don't have to flip before you start seeing the aurora borealis everywhere. This is a process, Bob.
Yeah, did you say the poles have to flip or don't have to flip?
No, don't necessarily have to flip. That's the reason you're saying, so the poles flip and that's when it happens? We could say yes, but that wouldn't be exactly true. Because before the poles flip, this breakdown of the electromagnetic field is going to begin to occur.
And this breakdown is the EMP?
A version of it.
And there's another version lurking to happen too?
Yeah. The core, the Earth's core is slowing.
Does the Bible predict this physiological,
yes.
biological event?
Yeah, what section? Matthew 1:12. No. Revelation 1:12. But it's also in Matthew as well.
Right. And do Hindu scriptures predict this?
Yeah.
In what section?
We don't care. Who cares, Bob? Nobody cares.
You don't know. You're a Christian. You know, you haven't been doing your homework on that Hindu stuff, have you?
Seven lampstands. The Hindus talk about the lampstands. We don't care about the Hindus. But make me one. Hey, Bob, it's like the hot dog salesman. Make me one with everything.
Yeah, I had this theory yesterday. I get that joke. I have this theory that the phonetic alphabet created a matrix in Greece that then created the unique Western dynamo of creating technology, and Christianity was linked to that. Christianity is the only religion linked to our technological unfolding that led to the tech body. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, we don't care.
Well, why do you favor Christianity and say you don't care about Hindu scripture?
Well, because the problem with the Hindu side is you're trying to get yourself straightened out within yourself. And after that, you become yourself. Well, you are yourself now. No. You have to become one with the universe, whatever the fuck that means. You know, you're circling the wagons to get yourself into some esoteric state of bliss that you don't even fucking know is bliss. So it's like, this is stupid.
Right. Well, are the other religions similar in their goals of unbelieving?
Yes.
Okay, but Christianity is
indirectly.
Not. Is Christianity deluded in its goals?
No, if you do Revelation 10:6, Hebrews 12:26, and then, so you're gonna get into dispensationalism if you're not careful, Bob, and you're not really fond of that. But then you can do Revelation 17-22, that's okay. Cause then you become that celestial glory, an eternal home for the righteous saints.
And you don't get that in the Jewish religion. Or
Zoroastrianism. This is the part that personifies Babylon.
What's the part that personifies Babylon? Christianity?
Revelation 17:22.
Mm. And you have to personify that to be a viable religion.
Yep. Well, sure. See the time on earth when time shall be no more. You gotta have the lampstands working. That's got to work.
They come from Babylon?
No. That's pretty good, but no.
What is it about Babylon? Is that the Antichrist that stands as a power, physical power?
We don't know. You got another tech buddy going on here, Bob. You can't have everything.
Okay, so the tech body was anticipated by Babylonian structure, culture.
Yeah, the tech body blocking you from the answer to your question.
Blocking my internet access?
Yeah, interaction.
Via my computers?
No, by your words.
Right, so that...
You're having a little interplay. Now, Karen didn't have that. Karen got it clean. She got hers good, but she wasn't being mean like you are.
Right, and she's being she got hers cleaned by Rick?
No, she's clean with her interaction. You're trying to make the machines be the tech body. The machines aren't the tech body, Pop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. All right. Go back to, we're explaining the grid.
We see it already.
We see the grid. We see the rainbow, the aurora borealis. And
over the rainbow.
Yeah, what is it that NSA or these authorities see that makes them think it's the end of the world?
The blockchain doesn't work. Carbon's not holding in stasis. Realities that they know to be real aren't real anymore.
Which instruments are picking that up that they have?
Every instrument. Every reality. Everything.
So their scientific knowledge, their understanding of matter and frequencies and things, it doesn't work. So they don't know anything anymore.
They're
what you're saying.
Knowledge. But we don't want to talk about that because you don't want to become public enemy number two back
right.
behind Reverend Stang.
We love talking about them. nice bunch of
poor
guys.
Poor Ivan yeah. Stang. Keep him on the prayer list, Bob. Put him on the prayer list. We got Ivan on the prayer list. We're pulling for him. We're hoping the best for him. Yes.
Is he having some of his followers listening to us, and they report back to him, man, you should listen to this stuff.
No, they've all but left him, Bob, because he's become a non sequitur.
Yeah. But they're listening to us. They're beginning to believe that I am J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Well, but you are, because if he's all that in a bag of chips, why ain't somebody listening to him? They're not. So.
Yeah. Does he know they're not listening to him?
Yeah, because he doesn't know. He's all in his bed, mostly, Bob. He doesn't even know.
Yeah, does he know that they're listening to me?
He doesn't know where he is many days, Bob, so, yeah.
All right, okay. Is his brain marijuana-addled?
A little bit. But what's happened now with the drugs and the other things, the prescribed things, he's gotten fog. Those things that he acted just for fun, shits and giggles, all of a sudden aren't fun and aren't shitty or full of giggles any longer.
Wow. So,
He lost his way. It's not a big deal. He just lost his way. No big deal.
Yeah, who's the child that they're holding the Department of Homeland Security for?
The new clear and present king that'll never be crowned.
All right. Is there resistance
why
in
you
the department?
Yes, God damn it. That's why they're going to settle for a viceroy.
Right. Do they know that yet? Have they conceived that?
They have no choice, but they hate the idea of it. Because now they're
lost. But they know it. Yeah. In other words, they don't want Trump back either.
Oh, my God, no. Trump is moving. Trump's coming back hard. Even though every step they're taking now is to undo everything Trumpite, or every Trumpism they're trying to undo, but it's not working.
Right. The news says that the COVID cases are decreasing, or COVID deaths, I can't remember. So
yeah, remember that the numbers are higher than ever. You're going to have 600,000 dead in a month, Bob. It's pretty ugly. That's what they're saying. They can't do it. It's over. I don't know what news, you listen to the wrong news.
Every day, they're not talking about it, but every day the news is more and more and more. 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 dead every day. Click, 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 click.
I do see that sometimes.
But they can't go to school. We got to go to school. They're behind. They're dying. The people are getting suicide. They can't work. They can't eat. They can't fuck. They don't know. They want to go out and fuck, but they can't go out and fuck. They don't know how they're going to go fuck. Now they can't fuck anymore. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill myself. I can't fuck anymore. I wanted to fuck one more time before the end of the world. What am I going to do now? God damn you, J.R. Bob Dobbs. I'm going to check myself at the FEMA camp now, see if I can maybe fuck one more time before the pandemic takes me away. My Calgon. Calgon, take me away. Remember the Bubble Bath, Mr. Bubble? Remember Mr. Bubble, Bob? You used to play with Mr. Bubble, didn't you?
Yep. Do well. Hey, Kel, that's our first soundbite. We just got our first soundbite.
Damn it.
Well, okay. So the tech body allows articles out there saying COVID cases are decreasing and things are looking up. Biden was way more effective than Trump. Those are items out in the press, right, that the tech body puts there.
Okay. You like that? Okay.
Then there's other items about new deaths every day, more than yesterday.
Yeah.
The tech body puts those out.
So far, yep.
So the tech body intentionally is trying to confuse people's sense of what's going on.
You're acting like they have a lot of power to do that, Bob. All you have to do is fart and people get confused, Bob. They're not easily confused. They don't even know what fried chicken is, so you can't lose them.
Why are they confused now?
Because they don't know what you thought. They've heard everything. Take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. Take two vaccines. Okay, this vaccine's good. Okay, people died on that one. Don't do this one. Do that one. Okay, line up. Get it. Don't get it. Have it. Let's have it. Come on, give me a vaccine. I want two in one arm. No, you can't have any. No, you're not that sick. No, you can't have it. You already have that inbreeding, so you don't get none. No, I want two. I need it all. I need to make this be evil. But I still have to wear a mask. I still have to social distance. I still can't be in it. So what the fuck am I taking the vaccine for if I still got to do all that? I still can't go out and eat. I still can't do what I want to do. This is crazy. Why am I taking the vaccine for something that doesn't change anything about what I got to do or not do or supposed to do or could do? See the rub? Nothing changes.
That's true.
You gotta,
well, you know what that is? They're going to say that so that everybody will hold the gun to the other guy's head who hasn't gotten a vaccine and say, until everybody's vaccinated, we still have to shut you down. That's what's happening.
Do you agree?
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people who've had the vaccine are now coming down with COVID.
Okay, Carolyn was saying people have take the shots down and they're still told to wear masks and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I just said, why am I doing this if I can't change my lifestyle? And you're saying, they're going to say, oh, we can't change your lifestyle because Bob's still not wearing his mask. You know,
but Bob hasn't taken a shot twice. He ain't got vaccinated. No longer is it one time, Bob. Now we made it serious. No one's not going to do it. One vaccination is enough. You got to have two vaccinations, by God. That's the best of all. It's like, one doesn't kill you, two night. Let's see. No, three. Three vaccinations. That's what you do. You'll have three vaccinations. That's all you need. It's all good. And don't worry about the thimerosal. It's equal and reactive.
I saw in the news last week
Karen's laughing. You know why Karen's laughing? Because she knows what thimerosal is.
Yeah. I don't need to know that. She doesn't know it for me.
Yeah, it's mercury. It's a mercury preservative in vaccines.
Awesome. Awesome. A week or so ago, in Vienna, Austria, they had a demonstration, and the video said it was the biggest demonstration in history. Did I read that right? How many were in the Vienna?
12. There's 12 involved in that. It was a big day.
12 people. No, is that a lie, or they actually did have the biggest crowd ever?
Biggest ever. Biggest crowd ever, yeah. It's more people than have ever kissed on the Pope.
Right, and that would be about 2 million people?
At least, yeah, at least, yeah.
4 million?
We don't know. Several, more than 2.
How many were dead people?
A little less than a third. Dead don't die anymore.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, I have a very good example of the tech body in the sense that it can manipulate without hands, human hands, your media environment. Because Sue Bone found in her email, somebody sent something, I think it was in her email, somewhere on her computer, was a small video with photos of me and Carolyn through the years. She didn't make it. And there were even black and white photos that she doesn't even remember. The tech body made that.
Yeah.
That's a good example for people to understand how tech body can manipulate
data. Say nothing. Don't say nothing, Bob, because you're going to prove that you're a pedophile. Because when you and Carolyn met, she was way underage, and you were an old fucker. So you're going to prove you're a pedophile. And the cancel culture will have you put in jail for pedophilia.
So, Carol, that's how Sue has the documents in her grave. She doesn't know they're there. Tech body will ransack the Akashic records and find stuff that nobody knows, Carolyn.
You know, we know where that box is in the garage. Don't think we don't.
You know, Carol? You get that?
No.
You don't get how the tech body will go into Sue's grave, find photos of me being a pederast, and she won't even know they're there or how they got there. You get that, Carolyn? They're beginning to frame me, Carolyn. I'm being framed. The fake guy is framing me.
In the cardboard box. It's in the box.
Can you, why don't you blow up that box? Do me a favor.
No, we need that.
Yeah, they need to control me, Carolyn, with the box.
Jeez. I'm going to show you what Elijah meant.
Is he the guy that I didn't talk to, I didn't get on with during Revelation?
Yeah, you were not fond of the Old Testament, Bob. You and Dan had a little fight. Y'all had a little misunderstanding. So fast.
Misunderstanding.
On the Jericho Road, Bob, on the Jericho Road.
Wow.
There's room for just two. No more, no less, Bob. Just me and you.
So some of the biblical prophets have teamed up to stop the dark soul, right?
Yeah. We call it the Naomi Project.
But what's the Lincoln Project? Naomi. She's coming to the Bible, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I never heard.
Look up Naomi. You'll learn something. It's a whole project built just for you, Bob. Just for you.
Okay. Next interesting topic. Around the time the new justice, the new lawyer got on the Supreme Court, the woman, don't remember, Owen Cohen Bodie or something.
That was Sandra Day O'Connor, wasn't it, Bob? Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't her. It was Owen Cohen Bodie. Three words. She was a Jewish person.
No, that's Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg. Yeah, that's the one.
No, that Carol knows that story. I am up on the new one. I know the new one.
Oh, the Catholic.
Okay. Yeah. When she got on there, that outraged
Barrett. You're trying to say Miss Barrett.
Right. We said Meryl Streep, but that might have been a symbol. I don't know if it was her impression, but the Meryl... the Meryl Streep...
No. It was Edith Winchester. It was Edith Winchester, Bob.
Anyway, the Edith Winchester Network, which may have Meryl Streep, Cher, and Peggy Hitchcock, said, that's it. Trump is over.
No, Trump is not over. That the Trump meme is over, but Trump's not over.
I know. Right, and but they wanted to stop the Trump body. They were going to do a little bit of
good luck with it. Do it. Do it.
Right.
Do it. Raise your hand. Now make sure you raise your hand high. Raise it up real big. Make sure everybody can see that you mean to say something. Yeah. Do that. We do that.
You mean those people I'm talking about, they dare to raise their hand. Okay.
Yeah. If they want to do that, go ahead. But don't be shy about it. Take it all, baby. Get right up in that face and tell them exactly how you feel. Cram it right down that throat hole. Yeah.
Okay, so they placed, they had enough. I heard someone talk in the paranoid sphere about the witches.
In the paranoids? Is that where you live? Is in the paranoid
sphere? Yeah, the paranoid sphere, just south of the ionosphere.
Okay.
They talked about the witches' coven in Hollywood. Would you classify these sniper-type mentalities in the acting world of Hollywood, or even management agency agent world, as a witch's coven? Do they worship whatever witches worship?
We're not sure.
Okay. Are they Satanists? That's a word tossed around a lot today.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Right. Satanism is like the strongest word from the obsolete word world that they can come up with, but it's still obsolete. Doesn't communicate with YouTube.
Say obsolete. Say obsolete. That's better.
Right.
Maybe that's a better word. We're trying to support you because your memes are solid, but they're not very. They're mostly shallow.
You mean there's another level of these, quote, witches coven that I don't perceive what they're doing?
Correct. They're actually valid. Do you remember the Glogosphere, the independent Christian anti-Biden Glogosphere, saying events will come in the next few weeks that will be the red pilling of Americans. They'll be awakened to shocking information. What is you're saying the red killing of Tremarians? What are you saying, Bob?
No, red pill. The red pill from the Matrix as a metaphor. The red pilling of America.
Yeah. That's right. They're gonna wake up. Yeah. They should have took the blue pill, but they're gonna take the red pill. Okay, that's fine. So Jim
and
Jones needs to make them up some Kool-Aid. We need a Kool-Aid.
Right, so they're predicting exciting month of February with lots of new revelations. You see that happening?
Oh yeah. We've been saying, what do you mean you see that happening? We've said it like every fucking day for the last year.
And that's what you call Trump coming back strong, even though the meme is dead.
We'll see. We don't know. We're gonna see. We don't get you in trouble, Bob. You're living too right too often right now.
Right, and you're not being definite about what happens on March 4th. You're keeping that vague, too.
Oh, no. Empirically so. Because what's going to happen, they're going to play the blame game. They'll go back and drag it up and say, who knew about this? Who knew about this? So, I'm going to say, I don't know nothing, and I know Ion, so I don't know nothing, so we're good.
So we don't know what's happening with the retrieval of March 4th as the Patriotic Inauguration Day. We're not clear on that. You agree?
Well, all we can tell you for sure is beware the Ides of March.
Uh-huh. That's a good point. Now, another topic is, today in the Drudge, they report that Congress or somebody is making...
Oh, Drudge. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, we're down. We must be coming to the end of our time together if you slid in the Drudge.
No. I just get the headlines. I'm not allowed to read the article. Everything is ad-blocked.
It's ridiculous. It's a good thing. It's probably saved your life so far, Bob. It's good.
Yeah. And so they're saying this movement in Congress to cancel Elon Musk's space program. Is that going to happen? Is he going to get canceled?
Private. It's private, so they can't even cancel somebody that's private. That's like they're going to have a news headline. Like, we've decided to cancel a new capstone. We're going to cancel a new capstone. How they going to do that? How they going to do that? We've decided it's in the best interest of America that we just go ahead and cancel new capstone. We're not going to do that. How are you going to do that, Bob? How are you going to do that? We're not going to give him more money. He'll give his money. They got to have him to make their shit work. So, see, they're trying to make government be the